Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Hello there, Justin.
Hello, it's Wednesday.
Yes, and on Wednesday...
At the Tech Table, we talk about web-related stuff.
Web Wednesday.
You know, I saw the topic today, and it's plan an autumn lobster and foliage getaway.
Yes.
At first, I thought it said plan an autumn lobster and foliage giveaway.
Ooh.
And I was like, why are people going to want to plan a giveaway of their autumn lobster? What is autumn lobster?
It's lobster getaway.
I know. Oh, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding. I know. It's not actually.
I was like, how do I explain this without him making it?
I wonder
feel
if there is autumn lobster versus summer lobster. I suppose there's an.
I suppose, yeah.
I don't even eat lobster, so I don't know. Anyway, take it, Diana.
All right. So obviously, it's autumn.
It is. We're at least close to autumn.
And where do we get lobster, typically? Good lobster?
I have no idea.
New England area.
There you go.
Big area.
I thought
for lobster.
Nova Scotia.
Well, there too.
Okay.
But autumn in New England, I hear, is fantastic. So why not go there to get some lobster?
Absolutely. So we've got a. is there a website about this?
Yes. Well, there's a couple different things. So for timing, check this website to determine the best time to visit. It's called YankeeFoliage.com, and it's a live map that shows current conditions throughout the New England area.
Sure. So if you like your lobster. And you like New England, check out YankeeFoliage.com.
Yes. And if you're thinking more of the foliage area, go northern, mountainous, inland trips, you want to plan to go by the end of September.
Right.
And then if you're thinking more of the lobster, coastal and southern trips are good, and that'll be early October.
Right. You know, it says here, and the reason we're talking about lobster is because fall is actually a great time to get lobster in New England. It's the peak season. That answers the question I just asked. You can tell I didn't read the notes this morning. All right. So, yeah, so it's the peak season for lobster. That's cool. So it's fresh and the prices are low because there's more
to
be had.
And there's nothing like fresh lobster.
Right, exactly.
If
so
you're a seafood eater.
So if you want to find a flight to get you to New England to check out the foliage and the lobster...
Yes, you can go to kayak.com or Expedia. I use a lot too.
Yeah, you use Expedia a lot. People, you know, I like Kayak. Their commercials are catchy.
They are catchy. They are catchy. And, you know, different airports will get you access to the, you know, coasts and the inland differently. But
yeah, absolutely. A lot of people like to go to Boston.
Boston and Portland, they're easy access to the coast.
Absolutely. And there are tons of bed and breakfasts in New England.
So New England's famous for them.
Great bed and breakfast. And, you know, they have blueberry muffins that use real wild blueberries, which is very cool.
Real maple syrup, of course, in that area.
Right, exactly. And smoked ham. I'm so hungry right now.
Yes, okay. Let's go eat.
Yes, that's fantastic. Google, of course, will help lead you to finding these bed and breakfasts in New England. You know, there's a lot of other websites, too. You've got...
If you're looking for a higher-end option, you could go to distinctiveinns.com.
Yes, I visited that, and that definitely gives you some great high-end options if you want to splurge a little.
Yeah, and if you're looking to not splurge, do the opposite of go Airbnb.
Right, which you can sleep on someone's couch.
It's true.
Literally. That's how that works, and some people love that
sometimes
sort of thing.
Sometimes they have a hammock out on the patio.
I am not that adventurous, but I do love New England and the idea of going to New England for a little lobster and... foliage.
Maybe our next vacation.
There you go. It could be. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.